Then they're watching that.
Blog Talk Radio.
I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things I've been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distress, and it.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Okay, we have Loretta, Auntie Betty, is that Sister Shirley?
Yes.
Welcome, everyone. Loretta, you want to start? People join?
Okay. All right, I'm picking up in Leviticus 14. Okay. This is offering of the cleansing leper. And the Lord gave Moses these regulations concerning a person whose leprosy disappears. The priest shall go out of the camp to examine him. If the priest sees that the leprosy is gone, he shall require two living birds of a kind permitted for food, and shall take some cedar wood, a scarlet string, and some hyssop branches to be used for the purification ceremony of the one who is healed. The priest shall then order one of the birds killed in the earth where a pot held above running water. The other birds still living shall be dipped in the blood along with the cedar wood, the scarlet thread, and the hyssop branch. Then the priest shall sprinkle the blood seven times upon the man, cure of his leprosy, and the priest shall pronounce him cured and shall let the living bird fly into the open field. Then the man who is cured shall wash his clothes, shave off his hair, and bathe himself, and return to live inside the camp. However, he must stay outside the tent for 7 days. The seventh day he shall again shave all of the hair from his head, beard, and eyebrows, and wash his clothes, and bathe, and shall be declared fully cured of his leprosy. That was the reading out of Leviticus 14, 1 through 9. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. We didn't have any additional callers to join, so I will go ahead and just do a roll call, and then we'll just go on with our program. Okay, I have Mom, I have Loretta, I have Auntie Betty, I have Sister Shirley, and myself, Angela. Welcome, everyone.
Amen, amen. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
But this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Welcome to the Nellis Family Week of Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. Uh-huh. And Angela will come to us with the blessing of the prayer line.
Okay. If you would bow your heads, I'm reading out of Psalms 103, 1 through 5. With all heart, I praise the Lord, and with all that I am, I praise his holy name. With all my heart, I praise the Lord. I would never forget how kind he has been. The Lord forgives our sins, heals us when we are sick, and protects us from death. His kindness and love are a crown on our heads. Each day that we live, he provides for our needs and gives us the strength of a young eagle. Amen.
Amen.
All righty. Well, we're going to go ahead and get started, and I think I'll start with Mom.
Okay, I'm going to be the married person that when you don't know what to pray. And it's really funny.
Mom, you're breaking up.
There's some background noise. Let me shut something down. No. Another caller. Auntie Dot?
Yes.
Welcome.
Okay.
All righty, well, we're going.
Okay. This is long. Because said I was reading out one prayer book, and it said if our prayer work is so important to the purpose of God, we need to understand these five prayer keys. To God, come, receive, ask, submit, and pray. Let's explore these areas in detail. Come to God humbly. First, it is an awesome privilege that we can come to God. Jesus Christ himself extended the invitation in Matthew 11:28. Come to me, all you who are weary and bounded, and I will give you rest. Notice that Jesus didn't say, hey, when you get your act together, when you are perfect or deserving, then you come to me. Instead, he called us to approach him in the middle of our struggle, in the middle of our everyday lives. That's good news. So is the first that we can come to God and sons and daughter. Second Corinthians says 6:18 say, I will be a father to you, and you will be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. A loving God as our father, that's pretty heavy. When my son Jim was a teenager, I loved to see him come to me with his problems. I didn't always try to fix them because there were some battles he needed to struggle through to become a better man, but his willingness to share his world with me drew us closer. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that greeting, Mother. Okay, let's go next. Loretta?
Oh, you said me. Okay, I'm sorry. My reading is out of Romans 5, 6 through 12. And it goes on to say, when we were utterly helpless with no way to escape, Christ came at just the right time and died for us sinners who had no use for him. Even if we were good, we really wouldn't expect anyone to die for us, though, of course, that might be barely possible. But God showed us his great love by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. And since by his blood he did all this for us as sinners, how much more will he do for us now that he has declared us not guilty? Now he will save us from all of God's wrath to come. And since we were his enemy, we were brought back to God by the death of his son. What blessing he must have for us now, that we are his friends and he is living within us. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Loretta. Okay. Auntie Betty, would you like to go next?
Yes. I'm coming out the book of Psalms, chapter 53. It says, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Corrupt are they that have done abomination, iniquity. There is none that does good. God looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there was any that did understand, that did seek God. Every one of them is gone back. They are altogether become filthy. There is none that does good. No, not one. Tell the wet of iniquity, no knowledge, who eateth up my people as they eat bread. They have not called upon God. There are they in great fear, where no fear was, for God has scattered the bones of him that encamp against thee. They have put them to shame, because God has despised them. Oh, that the salvation of Israel was come out of Zion, when God brings back the captivity of his people. Jacob shall rejoice, and Israel shall be glad. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. Okay. Sister Shirley?
Yes. I'm also coming out of the book of Psalms, Psalms 99. The Lord reigns. Let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubim. Let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou wilt establish iniquity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that called upon his name. They called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake unto them in the cloud, they kept his law and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answered them, Lord, our God, thou wast a God that was with them. Though took a vengeance of their intention. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley. And we had another caller join, Hubert.
Shalom, shalom.
Welcome, welcome. Okay, next, Auntie Dot, would you like to share any good news?
Yes, I'm coming from the upper room, 1 Chronicles 16:12. Journal of Praise. 7 years ago, I began incorporating journals into my devoted time. I had always written my requests and desire to my heart, my cry to Jesus in blue ink. It seemed I was always begging God for something. One winter, as the new year approached, I felt the Lord prompting me to begin journaling about the things I am thankful for. I decided to write these in black ink and label them God's favor. I was amazed to see how many blessings God gave me. Yet all blessings that God bestowed on me throughout the day. Some blessings are small, some much bigger than miracles. I have become much more aware of God's love and blessing in every moment of the day. I am no longer overlooking God's mercy for granted. Now, when I flip through my devotion, many blessings in blood stand out. But we take note of God's blessing each day. We can experience God's love more fully. Dear God, help us to become more aware of many ways you bless us each day. We pray as Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation.
Deliver us from evil. And I'm reading out of the book of Release Your Potential by Miles Monroe, and the title is Your Source Creator Determines the Resources You Need for Optimum Performance. God has already determined the resources you need to live a happy, productive life because he knows what you need to meet the demands he placed upon you. Focus on the richness of what God has entrusted to you and the task he wants you to accomplish using what you have. Examine your life carefully. Identify both the assets God has given you and the purpose for which he gave them. God will not entrust you with more resources until you use wisely what he's already given you. Amen.
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 Is Hubert, you will share this evening?
No, I'm going to pass to this evening. Greetings, everyone. I'm going to pass.
Okay, no problem. All righty. Well, I'll look to Loretta.
Okay, may everyone bow their head for the sick and shut in, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you are doing. For Uncle Oliver, Uncle Dave, Uncle Champ, Uncle Willie, for Gary and family, Michael and family, Sister Shirley and family, the Dix family, the Verna family, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Marie, Auntie Betty, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Mary Ann and family, DeMarcus, Malachi, Tony, Dwight and Tawana and family, the Simmons family, Jesse and Doretha Verner, the Moody family, Lenny and family, Ruth Edwards, the Williams family, the Bryant family, Valerie Crockett, Eric, Brian, Reverend Allen and family, the Rossiter family, the Boyers family, Tally and family, Eileen Holiday, Dessa Kendrick, and anyone else that we're not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we thank you for all that you do for our sick and shut-ins. Heavenly Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, for there is power in the blood. Father God, help us to continue to walk by faith and not by sight. Create in us a clean heart and renew our mind. Continue to give us the strength that we need to keep pressing forward with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Thank you for that, Loretta. Next, we will talk about our birthdays, acknowledging those that were born on January the 15th, through January the 21st. I'd like to start off with today is Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday.
Amen. Yeah. 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 The 14th was John Demmer's birthday.
John, okay. Amen.
Carol Lewis' birthday is tomorrow, January 16th.
Sister Shirley, can you repeat whose birthday was on the 16th?
My daughter, Carolyn Lewis, January 16th.
Carolyn Lewis.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All righty. I have Johnson on the 18th. Lacompo Lowe on the 18th. I have Deborah Williams on the 21st. And I have my son-in-law, Christopher Hamilton, on the 20th. Are there any other birthdays? I don't know if I said this on the 18th of Zoe. A lot of birthdays.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Man. All right. Mom, would you like to sing the birthday song for us?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless all of you. Happy birthday to you and many more.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Happy birthday.
All righty. Thank you for that, Mom. Okay. Let's have an opportunity to share what has happened to us over the past few weeks, as well as testimonies or acknowledgments or poems or songs. And I would like to start off with Loretta.
Okay. Let's see. I am coming out of Joel Osteen, Declare Blessing. Say to them, may the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show you his favor and give you his peace. Numbers 6:23-26. A blessing is not a blessing until it is declared. So today, declare a blessing over yourself and others. Speak that blessing in the name of Jesus. Declare you are blessed with God's supernatural wisdom and receive clear direction for your life. Declare today that you are blessed in creativity, courage, talent, and abundance. You are blessed with a strong will, self-control, and self-discipline. You are blessed with a great family, good friends, good health, faith, favor, and fulfillment. You are blessed with success, supernatural strength, promotion, and divine protection. You are blessed with a compassionate heart and a positive outlook on life. Declare that any curse or negative words that has ever been spoken over you is broken right now, in the name of Jesus. Declare that everything you put your hand to is going to prosper and succeed. Declare it today and every day. Deuteronomy 28:1-14. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Loretta. Okay, Auntie Betty.
Yes, I'm still coming out the book of Psalm 100. It says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that he is the Lord, he is God.
It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gate with thanksgiving, and unto his court with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name, for the Lord is good. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endure to all generations. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. Okay, next will be Mom.
Christian has progressed on wings of song from the birth of Christ to our day. In every service and worship, great congregation singing, playing a vital part. This singing of him is a Christian privilege given to every redeemed soul. The scripture admonishes all believers to sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Each worship as he sang with the Spirit and with the understanding acted in the service. He filled the undivided influence of music. His heart is attuned to God and his purpose for human life through hymns and praise. Admiration, prayer, consultation, and testimony. Each Christian can express the innermost feeling of his soul through the singing of him. The author and the composer have left us a rich heritage of hymnness. In this music, we find expression, every feeling and emotion, every truth and doctrine of our Christian faith. As we sing, we not only express what is in our heart, but we grow in Christian character and are strengthened in our faith. Convention Press then folds the hymn as a hymn book, designed especially for congregation singing. It is our prayer that through the choices and gospel singing, gospel song found of every church, and that as the singing, every person may be lifted to a closer walk with the Savior that those birds and angels sing. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, thank you for that reading, Mother. And next I have Sister Shirley. Do you have any additional news to share?
Yes. I'm free. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm free. No longer bound. No chains holding me. Soul is resting, and it's just another blessing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm free. I'm free. Praise the Lord. I'm free. I've been saved and sanctified, filled with his holiness. I'm resting. It's another blessing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm free. Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Thank you for that, Sister Shirley. Thank you. Okay. I will go next, and I'm going to say some famous quotes from Martin Luther King Jr. in honor of his birthday. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy. Faith is the first step, even when you don't see the whole staircase. Our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter. Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. I look to a day when people will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have decided to stick with love. Hate is too great a burden to bear. Life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing for others? The time is right to do what is right. And last, learn to live together as brothers or perish together as fools. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Beautiful.
Next we will, Auntie Dot?
Yes, I'm going to read Psalm 117. Praise the Lord, all the nations. Praise him, all the people, for this mercy and kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endure forever. Pray ye the Lord. Amen.
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 All right. Thank you for that, Auntie Dot. And Hubert, do you want to share anything at this time, or you want to pass?
I would speak. I would like to thank the Lord for all that he's been doing in my life. He made a tremendous change at this time. And I would like to give thanks and praise for him, for family and friends who have supported me just for traveling back to Cincinnati this weekend. So I pray for that I have a safe travel. Amen.
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 Thank you. Okay, guys, that concludes our call for the day. Is there anything else anyone would like to say before I do the closing prayer? Okay, if you would bow your heads, please. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Lord, make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. May the God of peace, who raised Christ from the dead, strengthen your inner being for every good work. And may the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit rest upon you and dwell within you this day and evermore. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellum family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. And we pray that there was something shared that will help you through your busy week. And Father God, we plead the blood over we plead the blood of Jesus over our president and everyone in the White House. Help them to be God-fearing people in Jesus' name. And we know that you did not bring us this far to leave us. And Father God, we know that with you, all things are possible.
Hallelujah.
Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemy. For you say, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And we are trusting and believing in your words. Mm-hmm. Remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. And may God continue to bless America and other nations in Jesus' name. God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a blessed week. Good night, amen. And happy Martin Luther King Day. Amen.
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 Love you guys.
Have a blessed week. Love you all. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
And she also said that